Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
To members of the LGBT plus community, words have been used to define our very existence, and much of our daily language is rooted in a deep-seated history that most of us are completely unaware of.
Some words in the queer vernacular that were once harmful slurs have been partially reclaimed and now act as verbal pillars of strength.
Many words are rooted in stereotypes, but just as many allow LGBT plus people to express freedoms we've worked hard to attain.
But what exactly is serving realness? How exactly does one slay? What does it mean to be femme? And what's the difference between a bear and a twink?
The Gays Are Revolting is proud to present to you Lip Media's new podcast, Word of the Gay, a show dissecting common words in the queer lexicon.
Hosts Brendy and Lenny tackle a new word every week, diving into its origin, contemporary usage, how it's used in pop culture, and how it's perceived by different members of our community.
Supporting fellow gay podcasters is super important to us, so we've selected an episode of Word of the Gay we think you'll love. And if you do love it, subscribe to it.
You can listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or however you listen to us.
But for now, enjoy this episode of Word of the Gay.
Beyonce said slay, Shantae, you stay. You say that's fishy,
well I say he's dishy.
We say that's fierce, so sing all my queers. Don't go nowhere, just prick up your ears. The Word of the Gay.
Welcome to Word of the Gay, where we aim to dissect common words in the queer lexicon with regard to their history, contemporary usage in the LGBT community and pop culture at large.
My name's Brendy Ford, I'm fabulous, and this is my wonderful co-host, Lenny!
Hey! Thanks for tuning in to our second episode.
You can subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And follow the show at Word of the Gay Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and join the Word of the Gay Facebook group.
Oh, Lenny, it's our second episode.
Yes, it is.
How exciting. How was your weekend?
It was good. I spent a lot of time researching the show and talking to all my housemates about it. What about you?
I went on a date.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It was super cute. Date number two is happening this week, so I'll keep you updated.
That's awesome.
Tune in. I also watched the alternative ending to Titanic.
Oh, does that exist?
It's woeful.
Or is it a joke? Oh, no,
no,
it's
no,
real.
It's serious. It's on YouTube. Please go and look at it.
Yes,
it's-
I want to.
Hysterical.
It's one of my favorite films.
It's excellent. Okay. Like, it's just excellent. And then I caught up with some girlfriends after my Broadway class on Saturday morning. They had tuned in to our last and first episode. And one of them has decided that, yes, she will be bringing a gold star into the boudoir with her husband.
That's great.
Oh, so good. So good. Oh, but this week we are talking about a whole new word.
Yep.
Very exciting. The word of the week is beats.
Yes, beats.
Beats.
What kind of beats?
So many beats. Not music beats, but location beats.
Okay.
In regards to
gays.
Sexual intercourse.
Yep. I can give you the actual definition for anyone not familiar. So a beat is an area frequented by men who want to engage in sexual acts with other men, usually but not always identifying as gay or bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And most commonly beats are in public toilets, parks, beaches, or very specific nightclubs.
Sometimes nightclubs.
Or rooms in nightclubs.
And suburban car parks.
Oh yeah, great.
Yeah, that's where I gave my very first blow job. Oh, as a young 21-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a Dan Murphy's car park.
How did that happen?
A friend of mine had actually met him at the gym earlier that day, and he'd cracked onto him, and my friend's straight, so obviously wasn't interested, but they oddly exchanged numbers. Anyway, he gave my number to this guy via text message because this is back before iPhones.
Because he's like, here's my one gay friend.
Yes.
Maybe he'll be interested. Yeah.
Take this.
Handball it.
Completely handballed over to me. So after this 21st in the city, this guy and I were texting each other on the old like Nokia phone kind of situation. Yep. And I took a massive risk and ended up meeting up with him and pretty much sat on his gear stick in the in the front seat of his car, actual gear stick, and went to town.
Did you see him again?
No, definitely not.
What was the deal with the guy?
I think he might have been married.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
There I had a suspicion.
There was a baby seat in the back. He claimed it was his sister's, but I chose to be oblivious. So the word beat actually originates from back like when police officers would walk the streets, the police officer was walking the beat.
Yes.
Or also a prostitute.
Yes.
Was that
sex worker? Yeah.
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 And historically, so apparently, like, beats are obviously very, very popular within sort of more built-up cities as such, like, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Sydney is renowned in regards to the North Heads bushlands. It's, like, the biggest beat.
Yeah.
It's on, like, the cliffs
it's
and whatnot.
It's beautiful. I haven't been there, but I've seen photos. It's actually, right. Like, if I had to go to a beat, I'd go there.
Yeah. Like, it's, it is the most renowned known one. But then there's also a pool up in Sydney called the Cook and Phillip public pool, and it actually used to be called the Cock and Phillip.
Oh.
Yeah, they good old Sydney.
These guys have such clever names for things, yeah.
So clever. We're so cheeky. Yeah. We're so cheeky. But then obviously Melbourne has got quite a number of different locations.
Yeah.
I was doing a little bit of research and I came across a directory which led me to a number of different ones. Through the internet, not that's physically.
I wonder what people did before the directory. Like, that's just so accessible and easy.
Like, during colonial times.
Yeah. Yes, during those times.
Word of mouth?
Yes, word of mouth, I suppose, yeah.
A wink and a nudge.
But it's just so, yeah, cheeky, it's just so easy
cheeky
now.
Cheeky handshake.
Yeah.
Because I was looking into it, and, I mean, the actual physical beats within Melbourne include a number of different beaches, like Beaumaris, Sandringham, Williamstown and Port Melbourne.
Yeah, there was beaches in Beaumaris where I grew up and then later in Elwood. My mum used to like walk the dog early in the morning off the lead and sometimes she'd kind of run and she'd be like, I like didn't want to go in after her because she like knew what was going on.
Hey guys, I'm just here to get my dog, I swear. Yeah.
Pretty much. I've never come across it. I don't walk my dog at like 5 a.m.
That's active.
Yeah.
That's dedication. That is dedication. And I also saw Albert Park Lake is apparently one.
Oh,
I mean, it's
that
huge.
Makes sense.
Yep. And there was a comment on the directory saying, which part? Question mark.
I need to know now.
I mean, the park. It's a quaint little park. How could you? How gold is that?
Yeah, I've just been hearing like so many public toilets in the city, train stations, like every
so
single
many.
Train station.
Flinders Street Station, yep. Southern
Melbourne
Cross
Central.
Station. Well, Melbourne Good, Central, yes. You didn't hear it from me, but a reliable source informed me that apparently the Melbourne Central bathrooms are getting completely revamped because they're a bit run down, but it's more so because of all the sex that's happening in it. The basins are actually coming off the wall. There's so much. Isn't that gold? I was like, I love
That's
it.
Amazing.
Now, for the gentlemen and, you know, if there are ladies that are frequenting it too, these bathrooms do have video cameras so the security guards can see 24-hour shows happening there all the time. So please be careful.
Oh, my God.
And wear a condom.
I didn't know that was legal. Maybe there's a loophole because it's like a beat.
Well, yeah.
It's more of a beat than the bathroom.
It's a beating bathroom. But, you know, for any of our interstate or international listeners, you can definitely jump on the website and look out for your own directories in your own little white suburb.
Particularly Bondi Rocks, where we're now at, and Rushcutters Bay Park, and occasionally Coogee and others, but mostly here. And he asked me one night, he said, oh, do you want to come along with me? And I jumped at the chance. I mean, I was 21 and I was after sex. And in those days in Sydney, for a gay man, there wasn't a lot of places you could meet people.
I guess the purpose of a beat is for a number of different men that are more so identify as male who have sex with males, but they don't identify as queer. So it's all about the anonymous and a lot of men are closeted.
Yeah.
That go there, that is. Some of them are married, bisexual, have girlfriends.
So obviously, yeah, like closeted men is a big one. Homosexuality being, and even anal sex being mm-hmm. illegal. So that's another reason why people, yeah, maybe felt a bit more safe to have this total anonymity. Yeah, maybe even not being able to see the person's face. So like not being able to identify them. And for some now still, it seems like maybe it's just a bit of a turn on, like the excitement of visiting a beat.
The unknown.
The unknown, like still probably a bit taboo. It's got like an excitement around like not knowing the person.
That little bit of thrill of danger as
well. Yes, a bit of danger, a bit of risk. And also just convenience, like instant gratification. Just like go there, have sex, no confusion, don't have to meet someone at a bar, talk to them, see their intentions.
Go, do, done, yep. Sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yep. I mean, there's got to be legalities, I guess, to a degree with this because... police.
Yes, it's not legal to have sex in public or expose yourself in public.
No.
I think it used to be, from my research, it was a lot stricter. So police would even like intentionally go to known beats just because it was like so easy to arrest people.
Right.
But now I think in like, well, in Victoria anyway, and in recent years, judges have said that like if there's no chance of anyone seeing you, so if you're, you know, in a bush, if it's at night, if you're in a toilet, like you can't actually be arrested. So that's good for everyone to know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I didn't actually know that. So
I didn't know that at all.
I think it's probably in the past, it was more about gay sex as opposed to having sex in public. So those attitudes have changed quite a lot. And there are obviously some risks or dangers, especially in the past, in regards to beats. So obviously, while you don't want police there, like arresting everyone unnecessarily, it seems even now that some police like patrolling or presence might be needed in certain places because there are, you know, potential risks and dangers. More so in the past, so like in the 70s and 80s, which I never even knew, there was like 88 murders around that beat you mentioned earlier in the north of the Sydney beaches.
The Sydney bushlands, yeah.
Yeah, so like 88 murders, 33 of them are still unsolved, mm-hmm. and most of them were only solved like a decade or like 20 years later. A lot of them were like young gangs, like of high school students,
yeah.
and then even some of them which got buried were police officers in unmarked plainclothes, yeah, officers,
really?
Like going out in a group and just like allegedly bashing men. Yeah,
I did read, and I actually watched a documentary about a up and coming, this is in like the late 80s,
yeah,
early 90s probably, and it was about an up and coming TV presenter, news presenter.
Yeah, that's one of the guys.
And yep. he was actually thrown off.
Yeah, and they threw a lot of them off the actual cliff.
Off the cliff.
Yep. And then they said that it was like
horrifying.
Suicide. Years later, for most of them, they it, like found the people or admitted that at least wasn't suicide.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's really, really scary. Like I watched a documentary last night, which was called Deepwater, The Real Story, which also featured that guy in it. And I was just like so upset. It was actually like a really touching, like the people that were interviewed, you know, ones that weren't murdered, maybe just like attacked or somehow involved, were really nice. Yeah, really nice to listen to. But they had a lot of footage of him.
He hit him across the head with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, they went up to him and they go, what are you gay for? And the bloke went to say something and he goes, don't talk because you're dead. Bang! Hit him across the mouth with a sledgehammer.
Aside of the actual, I guess, the physical danger of a beat, there's also the health risks.
Yes, yep.
All honesty, I got a case of immaculate chlamydia. I'm calling it immaculate chlamydia because I had gone for an STD check. Now, I don't do beats at all.
Yep.
I really don't. I'm not one. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm a dating yep. boy for anyone that's listening. I swear to God. Hopefully my date from last week's not listening. But anyway, full of surprises. But no, a few years ago, I was at a party. And when I left, this guy and I were writing to each other through a certain app that we'll chat about later on.
Yeah.
Anyway, met up with him at a skate park. And we had a jolly good time. But we didn't have sex. We just did a few other things. And, you know, spat on a finger and stuck a dick in. And 3 months later, I went for an STD check.
3 months.
I know, because I thought I'd been fine because I hadn't been overly active.
Yep.
And I was like, what's a finger? Nope. My doctor was like, please come back. You have got chlamydia. Oh. And I had to rack my brain in regards yep. to different partners that I'd been with, et cetera, et cetera. And then I worked out that it was that. Oh. All because he had lubricated his finger with saliva.
Yeah, you don't have to have penetrative times. Sex to get chlamydia.
No, it was in his mouth.
Yeah.
Which then horrified me because I'd been making out with him quite a bit.
That's unfortunate, but it happens to everyone.
Health risks. Yeah. Well, it was a learning curve.
Learning curve, yeah.
I never went back to that skate park.
He was a skater boy.
You've got the physical beats, which we talked about, you know, parks.
The fun ones.
The fun ones.
Yeah.
Parks, outdoors-y. Toilets.
Yep.
The occasional piers, car parks.
Porno theatres.
Porno theatres.
Do they exist?
Melbourne Uni toilets. I think there are still some porno theatres. Yep. Like, some of them are like attached to
sex shops. It's like attached to a sex shop. Just like a little room. Like, yes. Which would be a beat, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely would be. Yeah. But then you've also got what you would call safe beats,
yep.
Which would be the physical sex on premises, yes. Saunas and yep. Even, I guess, some nightclubs within Melbourne,
yes.
Their toilets.
I suppose, would you include like a, I don't know what you call it, sex club in a beat? The clubs that people go to that you can just have sex in them?
I guess I would probably call it a beat. It's legal because it's a sex club. But yeah. I would call it a beat in the sense that you're going there to cruise to a degree. Yeah.
I've actually been singing because obviously beats.
Gwyneth Paltrow's cruise.
Yeah, I've been singing it all week because every article I read just mentions cruising, so that's been stuck in my head.
Cruising, I guess when you're literally, whether you're at a beat or a nightclub or whatever, and you're on the prowl.
Yeah.
You're not out to just have fun with your friends. You're there, whether you're on your own, looking for a hot piece of meat.
That actually reminds me of something I read the other day, which was that there was a like homophobic attack where someone... straight homophobe, I'm assuming.
Shocking.
Yep.
Shocking, Lenny. Yes, I'm up to date.
Yep. Went into a sex club, a gay one, and put hydrochloric acid into the lube dispensers.
Oh, my God.
Which is just horrific.
Wait, you said Sydney,
and
right?
You're Sydney. Yeah, you're fine. But it wasn't even that... I don't think it was that long ago, last 10 years or something.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. A 62-year-old man has been arrested after allegedly switching lubricant with acid... at a Sydney gay club. Police said the unnamed man went into the Arrows Club on Saturday and filled a lubricant dispenser with hydrochloric acid. No one was hurt following the incident, as the dispensers had been fitted with alarms after previous attempts to tamper with them.
Get out of that dark hole. Thanks, Lenny. Apps are totally a virtual beat these days.
Have you used any?
Look, it's very dependent. Yeah.
Have you used Daddy Hunt?
No, I haven't even heard of that one.
Neither had I.
A whole new world. That's incredible. What is I don't think I need to know.
Yeah, I think I know what Daddy Hunt is. Yeah.
I referred to the photographer at the 30th birthday that I went to over the weekend as a daddy. He's like, there's so many young guys here. I was like, go for it, daddy. He just looked at me. I was like, okay, bye. I guess the most popular ones within the male gay scene would definitely be obviously Grindr, Hornet, Scruff. And I think there's Gaydar, but I don't know if that's an app now. I just feel like that's like the drunk aunt at your... at your wedding, it's kind of like, I'm still cool. It's like, no. I don't really use them that much unless it's coming home from the peel at 3 a.m. in the morning, and then I'll drunkenly download it and, you know.
Re-download it, yeah.
And then delete it in the morning. And I promise you, I'm not one of those people that's like, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? But I am.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But no, so yeah, apps are definitely, I think, a virtual beat.
Yeah.
Because it's that easy access. I mean, do you use apps like that, or did you before you got into a relationship?
I use Tinder, but it's nothing like that for women.
Yeah, it's
so PG. It's very hi, how are you? But, you know, more interesting. Yeah, it's not sexual at all.
Right.
Which I like.
That is nice.
I like it that way.
That's lovely. It's like old-fashioned dating.
Yes.
Oh.
On an app.
With Grindr, though, it's almost like that bit of a 160, isn't it? It's still got the dangers of the fact that you don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, totally. Again, I read that there are a couple of gangs or something like that, that, you know, lured people, like catfish them in a way or something. They, you know, posted a photo that wasn't them, met up with people, and again, these people got attacked or something. So again, be very careful.
A friend of mine completely got catfished on Grindr, and then they actually also got all of his photos because he had sent them to him.
No.
And he'd created a profile.
With his face?
His face, and also him holding his genitalia. So all of Paran through to Northcote, we all saw what his junk was. It's very impressive, but it also mortifying.
Oh, God.
Mortifying.
Yeah.
So I guess virtual beats opens up the availability to access for women as such, because I guess there isn't really many physical beats for ladies to attend to or want to, do they?
Yeah. When I've been asked this, I just flat out say no, but it's more that there are like variations of a beat. It's nothing like the way gay men do it.
Oh, you guys have like nice coffee shops.
Not quite. I mean, I did read, I'll take you through a few things.
Art classes?
Yeah, that's definitely, they're all, hotspots. Like
Brendy, stop stereotyping. Sorry.
It's not inaccurate. Like in terms of a physical beat, the closest thing I found was that some ladies tried to actually start one in London and it failed.
Really?
It just failed, yeah. did not work. I don't know if people even went or they weren't really interested in having that completely anonymous, no talking sex. It was called Zipless Fuck, which I don't really understand.
Yeah,
that's the name of it. The other ones I found, there was Late Night Sauna called Steamy.
Ooh.
That wanted to aim to make it sexy without being sleazy.
Right,
but I just, again, like, I don't know the clientele that goes there. Maybe I would go there when I'm in my 50s or something, but I just don't imagine, like, young women being like, yeah, I just want to get naked in the spa with other random women. But they obviously do. That place actually is fairly popular, apparently. No judgment. Obviously, women have, you know, random hookups just like everyone else. But, you know, that's like at a bar. They're probably not there just for that reason. Yeah, exactly.
So you don't think women just go out to hook up randomly?
No, I do. Like, I think so, but I think it's still a little bit different. I don't think many women, I don't know, would go out by themselves just to have sex. But I can't speak for all women. But a lot of people would go out being like, I'd like to have sex tonight, but kind of maybe see more where the night takes them.
I had a conversation with a girlfriend over the weekend, two girlfriends actually,
yep.
And I was discussing this and I asked them, I was like, why don't women also have beats? And one of them actually brought it up and she just said, look, generally most women, she goes, I can't speak for everyone, but I can certainly speak for my friends and I, we're looking for an emotional connection. We're not looking for a fast fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's like generalizing. Yeah, that's like everyone's different.
Yeah, everyone's different. People might even want like a semi-fast fuck. But the thing is that I honestly think it also is partly biology for a woman to be as aroused that quickly by another person that maybe they don't find super attractive. I just don't think it works quite as well as men. Like, it takes a little bit, sorry to box you into like this little thing, but I think it's just a lot easier for guys to do that.
Physically?
Not physically, not even because of the emotional aspect. Not saying that like some guys, you know, people want an emotional connection or part of their sex to be that way. Physiologically, I think it's just easier for men. So that would be another reason as well. And obviously for straight women, there would be like the fear of danger.
Of course.
Like of another kind. Stephen Fry has some thoughts.
Oh, God.
A few years ago, he said that he feels sorry for straight men because women actually don't enjoy sex at all. And that the only reason they do have sex is just because they kind of have to, because they're like in a relationship and they want to like maintain that relationship and they're just looking for security. The evidence he gave was that if women like sex, they would have their own beats, which I don't think is evidence at all.
Pleasant God. I said, what kind of God in creating human beings would then invite them to find delight in organs of the body that are parked exactly adjacent to, or indeed share a function with, the organs of excretion. He said it's like a Gestapo colonel taking his prisoner and throwing his lunch in a cesspit, saying, go and eat there.
A couple of other random ones that I thought of that were kind of like a beat, but not quite, like fit into that category.
For women?
For women, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like a spring break for lesbians called Dinosaur in like California.
Love so, it.
So it's like a 5-day women-only, lesbian-only
like festival,
but kind of just around pools and music. So it looks like spring break. And I think that's a very like, you go there.
Oh my God.
You want to hook up
a
lot.
It's like the circuit scene in Greece.
And another one is that in like, I think probably the 50s, lesbians also had their own hanky code, which gay men used to have as well and maybe still have in certain clubs, I don't know.
Hanky code?
Hanky code.
Who carries a hanky these days?
It's yuck. Purely for sex purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just based on your sexual, you know, likes or preferences and whether you're a top or a bottom, you put the hanky in the left or right pocket of right. the back of your jeans and then it's a different color. So people could easily identify like that person's a top that's into, I don't know, giving oral sex or anal sex or whatever. And the other person's a receiver into
everything.
What do you call it? Water sports or yeah, everything. Yeah. I think there's like black is like, I don't know, everything, does everything, receives everything.
Pop quiz. What does it mean if you wear a green hanky in your pocket that you like getting fucked by leprechauns?
So one of the most famous celebrities to be caught in a beat, or actually a couple of beats, and also publicly like spoke about his love for beats and even wrote a song about it, was George Michael.
Wake me up before you go, go.
So in 1998, an undercover police officer approached him in the toilets, which is entrapment and totally illegal, propositioned him for sex. He was like, why not? And then just arrested him. And then somehow that, obviously, I think they do that in America. They just like release that to the media. So everyone in the world finds out, you know, it's like very scandalous and he's shamed for it.
It went viral.
Yeah, I remember. But what I didn't remember was he actually wasn't out at that stage. No. And that is what forced him to actually come out. So like a few days later, he came out. Which is really unfair. He seems like, you know, it was about time and he was like happy to do it, was pretty comfortable with it. Yeah. He said even the reason he didn't do it was just like that he'd been given so much shit for people saying he was gay, even before he knew he was gay or acting on it when he was younger, that he was just kind of like, fuck you, I don't really owe anyone anything.
I mean, you watch the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go film clip and it's like, come on, all the sides are there, but...
It's a little earring.
Oh, God, the hair, the dancing. I can't dance like that. But but the circumstances...
Yeah, it's
awful.
It's really awful. And then he, of course, like wrote a really great song, kind of parried.
What song was it?
Outside.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's like one of the best, like kind of modern new disco tracks. And the film clip's amazing. He's got like a full handlebar mustache in a police uniform, waving a baton like under disco balls. It's like, it's really, really great.
It is all coming back to me now, Celine Dion.
Yeah, so that's like really funny. It just kind of parodies, I suppose, the whole experience and how ridiculous it was, especially since they were clearly just targeting him to kind of make an arrest and make a big deal about it.
I honestly thought that song was just about him being overdoing housework. I had no idea. He's like, I think I'm done with the kitchen. I think I'm done with the sofa. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fair enough. Vacuuming and stuff. No idea. It's all about sex.
So then, like, I knew all this already, but then kind of, like, researching it a bit more, he loved it. Like, there's several interviews where he just, like, kind of talks about how much he loves going to beats. There was, like, a really famous one in London, Hampstead Heath, I think, where he'd go and he's like, you know, I could go to a bar, but it's just easier. I've got friends there. We have a laugh. Like, it's a bit of, like, a, you know, like a subculture community vibe. It just sounded like, let's go him, like whatever.
Imagine if you were in a beat and George Michael came up to you.
I know. And he also said, people like, why would you go there? You could have sex with anyone. He's like, I do have sex with everyone and I just like variety.
So it's not very anonymous for him, but it's anonymous for everybody else.
Yeah, I think the one he went to, but he did say it's a bit cold, so he doesn't go, like in his later years, he didn't go there much anymore because it's like England. I think, no, it's a day beat as well. Just walk around during the
lunchtime
during the day. Yep.
Situation. Wherever, yeah.
Take a drive in the beautiful hills. Yeah, forest. Yeah, so I just like that he really owned it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sunshine. I know you want to, but you can't say yes. Go outside. In the meantime, take me to the places that I love best. Yes, I've been back. B
speaking of someone who owned it, I don't know if you watch Riverdale, but...
I've heard of it, but I don't watch it.
Oh, my God. Yep. Okay, so it's a show based around the characters of the Archie comics,
yeah.
But it's very, like, loosely based, and everyone in it is just delicious. Like, oh, my God, Archie the redhead, delicious. But there's a gay character. His name is Kevin Keller, but it's played by actor Casey Cott. And one of the episodes is him dealing, obviously, with his sexuality, and he's out and whatnot, but he's the only gay kid at school. Mm-hmm. So he frequents a beat around the corner from, like, the local town. It's a park that, you know, not many people know about, which I think is odd because it's, like, there's 100 people in the town. Like, how do you not know who you're hooking up with? But they actually bring it up, and, like, he has the best friend that, you know, is really concerned and worried and yada, yada, yada. And he actually then talks about the fact that he needs a release and he gets to go there and be free and embrace his sexuality, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants and vice versa. And it was a really interesting episode.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, especially for a more kind of mainstreamy show. Yeah.
Like
about high schoolers.
A 2018 version of Dawson's Creek. Talking about beats. It was really interesting. Really
cool. Every fairy tale comes with the same warning. Good children should never go into the woods alone. Stray from the path, and who knows what you'll encounter. A hungry wolf. A handsome devil.
And then I guess moving out of TV, there's so many films.
Yeah, heaps.
So many films over the last three decades that bring this up. I mean, one of the most obviously famous is Brokeback Mountain. Philadelphia with Tom Hanks. Incredible movie.
He gets HIV.
And it's a true story.
From the beat.
True story. Yep. And then there's also, you know, Taxi Zumklo.
That means taxi to the toilet.
It does.
By the way.
It does. Taxi to the toilet. Yep. And then there's also the other film, the art house film Stranger by the Lake.
Which is pretty much set at a beat.
Set at the beat, 24 hours.
It's my closest I'll ever be. Yep. It's a really good insight, yeah.
No, and then obviously the big one about beats is the film starring Al Pacino.
I know.
Cruising.
Crazy, yeah.
In 1980.
Yeah.
It's like, Al Pacino, what?
Yeah. This one has a really interesting backstory. So it's not completely a true story, but it is inspired by some actual events. The director from the film featured a technician in his other film, The Exorcist. I'm sure you know it.
Horrifying.
Yep. So the technician later on was arrested for picking up a guy at a cruising bar and taking him home and killing him. They arrested him, I don't know how much later, and that's how the director got interested in the story. But later when he was in jail, he apparently admitted to, like, being responsible for all these murders at the time, which guys were basically being picked up and murdered, and some of them were actually being, like, chopped up and put in bags and put in, like, a river in New York, the Hudson River, I think. Yeah, so it's, like, really horrific. It was not exactly that story, but it does kind of feature one of the stories from that kind of bigger story.
I don't know if I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, it's a bit more...
I thought it was Warm and Fuzzy movie.
It's not Warm and Fuzzy, but it is, like, it's got, like, a trashy exploitation film vibe. Yeah. Like, it's very dark, gritty, easy to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a genre kind of director, and it was, like, really heavily criticized at the time for being quite homophobic. But watching it now, like, I've seen it before and I rewatched it again. To me, it didn't. Like, it was very critical of, like, the police and everyone kind of around. Al Pacino is, like, so comfortable around the gays in this, like, pretty intense club. Like, I wouldn't want to be there. Like, not for me. I don't know. If there's homophobia in the film, I don't think it's quite intentional. I think it's, like, actually kind of cool that he made that film. And I think maybe the criticisms might have been just because it was, like, such a dark story. So, like, you don't want to see, like, gay people being killed in a film. You don't want the representation just to be this kind of dark, you know, what people would have looked at, like, oh, like, those sicko gays, like, what are they, like, doing in this club? It's just very sordid. And yeah, so I think that's what it was. But it's almost nice to see also that representation even back then, which is, like, there's not just one type of gay, and there's other gays in the film. Other gays in the film that are, like, you know, not, that, like, are scared to go there. So it kind of covers a bit of diversity
in terms of.
So I think you should watch it.
I think I should.
How would you like to disappear?
Disappear?
Go undercover.
You know this man?
Who's he? I'm here. You're here.
I mean, I was just more interested in, like, how do people know that you like them? And how do you reject them? Because you can, you don't just have sex with everyone. You reject people, and that probably like hurts a little bit.
What's like the decorum?
Yeah,
at a beach.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right. Yes.
Eye contact is very important.
It is.
I mean, but I feel like everyone's making eye contact. But the idea is to make eye contact, move on, and then come back and make more eye contact. Then if the person is maybe doing something like provocatively stroking their pants, you might be like, oh, maybe they're interested.
Hello.
So you might go over. Raise an eyebrow or something. Smile a little bit.
Tell me more. Like, does he have a car?
And maybe touch, you know, them on the bum or something. But if you've got it wrong, how you tell the other person to kind of go away is just tapping them twice on the arm.
On the arm. A gentle tap on the arm.
But twice. And apparently you can also do that during sex if it's kind of gone too far or something.
Or not far enough.
Yeah, you can't force your attention on anyone that's not giving you welcoming signals. So that's very, very rude.
Mm-hmm.
And also the main one was please take home your condoms and tissues. Because well, a lot of parks are like littered with big parks.
And nobody wants to see their dog eating a condom.
No. Or fully, their child touching one.
A fully loaded condom. I've got to say, though, there is one manner that you must do.
Yeah.
If you're receiving a blowjob from somebody and you're about to come, make sure you warm them. Because boys especially, gents, it's not appreciated if you don't know. Nobody likes a blind sailor.
Is that from
a blind shooter?
Is that just general advice, not from a personal experience or anything?
It's a personal experience and I was ticked off. Oh, on that note, Lenny, I've had a hoot tonight talking about beats.
It's been informative and hilarious, yeah.
It has been very informative. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody, please be careful.
Thanks for listening to us talk about beats on Word of the Gay.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate and review on Apple Podcasts or, you know, really wherever you listen.
And please follow the show at Word of the Gay Pod on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and join the Word of the Gay Facebook group.
I'm Brendy.
And I'm Lenny.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.